Colby, Superintendent of Schools, Steve Colden. We're talking about a couple of years ago, a 2016 referendum. So give us a little history lesson, Steve, and tell us about why this referendum came to be.
We started our strategic planning process. It'd be probably 6 years ago now, and a portion of our strategic planning involved addressing some facilities and some facility needs. As a portion of that study, we looked at what we needed to do, and then we pulled together a community task force that looked at facilities. We talked about, you know, all of the things that could be done, what needed to be done, what should be done, what we would like to have done, what we wish we could have done. And then from that list, we narrowed it down to some things that we really needed to do. Through that process, we ended up going to the voters. They approved a $7.75 million referendum. So we took that money, and then the first year we did some upgrades on a lot of our site, water mitigation, getting water away from the exteriors of the buildings. We did some work on the interior of the high school in some lower level areas to keep some water out. We've upgraded some electrical services, doing a lot with our HVAC. We did, completely revamped the elementary HVAC. And then we started to look at the elementary roof, which was one on one of our project lists. That was actually in pretty good shape, and our middle school roof was in worse shape, so we ended up redoing that one. Redid one of our back parking lots. This summer we did our front parking lot, did some more HVAC work at the high school. It's just been a busy, busy, busy couple years.
Now, I know people going by the high school have saw this parking lot completely tore up and mounds of dirt there. What exactly did you do there that made such a big construction project?
Well, the high school project, especially with the parking lot, was probably our most visible because it was so exterior, and it's right on Highway 13. Part of the problem we were having with our high school parking lot was the site itself. We didn't have good ground support for our parking lot, so we'd get some heaving. That would cause some cracks in our asphalt, and we'd get water below the surface, and that would end up freezing and heaving and cracking the asphalt. And over time, things were just getting worse and worse. So what we ended up doing was completely tearing up all of the asphalt in our parking lot, regrading, putting in the new rock below it, then silt. A lot of the piles that people saw here were the ground asphalt that was pulled up and reground, and then that was the new base that went underneath the current parking lot.
There were sure a lot of it.
There were some big piles. My office is about 30 feet away, and I could feel my floor rumbling when they were grinding that machine.
So you did all of this referendum work, and the good news is you still have money left over. So what are the plans?
When we originally were dealing with some groundwater issues, we thought we might have to tear up the floor in the elementary school and put some drain tile actually below the foundation. As we started to get into boring and after we got the terrazzo up from the old floor, we found we didn't need to do that. So that saved us a huge chunk of money in basically a huge project that we didn't need to do. So as we move forward with the referendum, we're going to have roughly $1 million of the referendum that was unspent. So then the question arises, what do we do with it, and do we kick it back to taxpayers? The tax impact for the referendum was minimal. It was under 10 cents a mil. So
do you need to go back to the people? Do you need to go to the school board to okay new projects? What's the next step?
Legally, by the wording of the referendum, we can continue because our referendum included renovation, but we never really talked about it when we had our community group together. So the question I posed to our school board last time we met was, legally we can do it. That's not the problem. It's we want to be open, upfront, and very transparent with the community. These were projects that need to be done, but we never really specifically talked about them. One of the biggest would be a complete remodel of our family and consumer ed room. That's pretty much original with cabinets and stoves. We'd like to upgrade that, install a portion of that as a commercial kitchen for some of our use in our dual credit classes with NTC, some of those kinds of things.
So this goes back to the school board then, or a finance committee, and then is this kind of open to the public to get their input?
I just brought it up to the board in December that we're going to be under budget. We have ongoing projects that will fall within the language and the scope and the legal scope of the referendum question, so that's okay. I wanted to give them a month to think about, is this what we really talked about doing in the community? And then when we come back on, what is it, January 21st at our next school board meeting, I want our full board to provide some recommendations to our facilities committee. Our facilities committee will meet in early February and start looking at our 2019 summer projects list before they start moving forward with a lot of projects and some cost estimates and getting drawings and things like that. We need to know what kind of dollars we have to work with. So the full board will give a recommendation to facilities on, yes, you can use the money. Yes, you can use a part of it. These projects fall in the scope. These don't. Facilities will take that, iron through a whole list of priorities, and then come back to the full board at the February meeting. Our community has been incredibly supportive. We're trying to actually be very cautious because they've been supportive. Our referendum passed by a two-thirds majority, which is, I think when that referendum passed, it was the second highest positive vote in the state of Wisconsin during that referendum cycle. So we were incredibly pleased with the community support, and we just want to make sure that we're not misleading people and doing things that weren't intended and just talking about them before we take those steps.
Steve Colden, Superintendent of Schools for the Colby School District.